Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghost Committee. It's time for the Dubious Ghost. Let's do some tobe stuff. Hello, hello. I keep hearing sounds. Hold on. We're going to go over here. All right, here's what you need to know. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I like to do stuff, but only stuff that is fun or artistic. What is that sound? What is that damn sound? Okay, I'm over here in Tranquility Park. You know, Tranquility Park that's closed and blocked off, and we're not allowed to go in here because they're doing stuff. Damn it. There goes a rabbit. Just spooked a rabbit that spooked the hell out of me. That's not what I was hearing. I'm hearing something over there. That's the second time I've been... Starved by a rabbit in the last 2 days. So I'm at Tranquility Park, and I have snuck in the back, but instead of going up the hill, because I keep hearing weird stuff, I decided to come into, I don't know, the danger zone, the band zone, the interzone. But basically, I'm just walking the path backwards, or in reverse, going into the secret mushroom ground. And I hope that's just a squirrel running around down in there, down in the creek. So yeah. It's a lovely day. It's 12 degrees and climbing. Oh, they're telling me it's going to get warm tomorrow. No, Monday. What's today? I thought today was Saturday. I think today is Saturday. I hope today is Saturday. Because I need my fix of sports. And sports-like activities. Like racing. Oh, racing day for me. Hooray. Okay, the weird thing about all of this is that it's kind of quiet. It's 12 degrees. It's very overcast. It's humid. I can smell humidity in the air. I'm looking at the clouds, and it could rain. I mean, these clouds aren't screaming rain, but they are mildly suggesting it. As such, I guess I'll just need to be aware that it could rain. That could happen. But yeah, we're kind of approaching the pit of despair here. Ugh, and everything is just brown and gray, and I can see all the construction that's going on over sort of in the middle of the park now. From this angle, and I don't know, I kind of don't think anybody's working today. I don't hear anything. There's no sounds of construction. I don't see any movement. Doesn't look like there's any heavy machinery on. There's nobody driving destruction equipment around. Are they all at lunch? Seems a little bit early for lunch, but construction daddies, you know, they get up early in the morning. They go to work early. Which means they're going to eat lunch early, so that could be happening. Oh, they've piled up a lot of dirt over there. Yeah, okay, well, at least this middle part of the park that has been just empty acreage for decades is finally going to be used for something, I guess. Don't understand why they had to tear all these trees down, considering how far away all that action is. Regardless, this is not the interesting aspect of today's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. So you might be wondering, well, Tobe, what is the interesting aspect then? Well, as usual, it's what I did last night. All right, I'm going to keep tromping through here. It's just weird. It's really quiet. Doesn't seem to be anything going on. Is there something in that hole over there? It looks like... Anyway. Oh, last night. Yeah, it smells like it's going to rain. And is it a little bit foggy? There's a very light fog. But anyway, I decided to go up to the bar last night. And, you know, normally, and didn't I just tell you a couple days ago that if I ever say I'm going up to the bar, it means I'm going up to Shakedown Street? Well, I actually went up to a different bar. Oh, sure, it's in Benson. Oh, sure, it's only about 30 meters away from the Shakedown Street Tavern. Oh, we got somebody walking their dog up here, too. Okay, so I'm not the only one defying the closed trails edict. Wow, this looks like crap. They're just destroying everything. So I went up to the bar. I went up to Kaite. And I have to say that the word Kaite is extremely difficult for me to say. Only because it's just sort of... I don't want to say the reverse, the inverse. It's the swap. The word is too close to Kaite. And I keep wanting to say Kaite because that's a word that I know. Kaite is not a word that I know until now. But I wanted to go up to this bar so bad. I've been talking about this for the last couple days, about how cool this bar is, how it's the greatest thing ever, and it's blah, 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 and it's small and tiny. Well, I wanted to go up there to hear the sound system, to see if it was any good, etc., etc. And I found some information online from the DJ who was playing that they were going to start at 9 o'clock. And I thought, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll be smart, because I'm a smart guy. And I'll go up there, about 8:30, while these guys are setting up. And that way, I can talk to them before anything loud starts happening, before they get distracted. Nah, 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 right? Well, that's a pretty smart move, Tobe. I know, right? So, I drive up to Benson, and I thought, where should I park? Because there's not really any parking for the bar. There kind of is, but you would laugh if you saw it. You'd say, no, that's not a parking situation. And I'd have to agree with you. All right, do I want to poke my head out here? Are the guys going to see me? Are they going to try to bust my ass for being in the park on the trails when the park trails are closed? Yeah. I think I'm going to hook around here. Do one of these. We're going to cross over to the other path and walk back. Going this way. No turkeys or anything? You know, these days that we've been going to Heron Haven, I have been seeing turkeys driving home, driving up Turkey Street. Usually just seeing one. And he's hiding under that one tree, that turkey tree, where we always see turkeys. Okay, so I roll up to the bar. I drive up to Benson, and I didn't know where to park, so I just sort of parked behind... I parked behind Shakedown Street because that's just as close, it doesn't matter. And so I walk up and boom, 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 and I'm getting close to the door and I can hear music already. I'm like, uh-oh. So I open the door and I almost can't get into the bar because there's three guys playing the Tekken machine right there, right? So they let me by and roll into the bar, and yeah, music's thumping. Bump, 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 bump. There's some moisture mushrooms popping up out of this log, old ones. And then the log got all cut up. Why did they do this? All kinds of interesting mushrooms. Hopefully that'll bust out again. What the hell is that? All these mysterious sounds. So I'm standing at the bar and the bartender's like, oh, hello again, hi, hi, hi. And she's like, oh, look, that's Corey over there, that guy. This is the guy I need to talk to. She's like, I was just gonna tell him about you and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. And I'm standing there, and I thought, no, I'm going to go stand on the other end of the bar, because that'll just be easier. Unfortunately, there's enough people in the bar that I'm not going to get my drink real quick. So I'm standing there, I'm like, okay, hold on. And everything's bumping and pumping. And it's loud, but it's not bad loud. The system is very, very clean. Very, very crispy clean. Frighteningly so, in a way. And it's extremely loud. We are talking sound pressure levels around 96. Possibly more, but it was so clean that the usual cues just sort of weren't there for me. But I couldn't believe it was pretty wild. But anyway, so the guy who's DJing is the guy I need to talk to. Can't really bother him while he's doing his thing. And so, as I'm standing there waiting at the bar to get my drink, another guy comes up to DJ guy, whose name is Corey, the deaf chef. And, they swap out. They switch positions. And, Corey goes to sit down. He sits down a couple steps away. This place is small. So he sits down, and I think I got the order in. I think I was just waiting for the bartender to hand it to me. But I said to myself, okay, this is a good opportunity. He's on break. Ooh, are these Mati footprints? These are Mati footprints in the fresh dirt here. Let's find some Matis. I'm wandering up into the sumac zone. Somebody came through here with a chainsaw too. Brr. So, I thought this is a perfect opportunity. So I just left the bar and I went over and sat next to this guy and I said, good evening. He's like, hello? I said, I'm Tobe, hoping that would mean something to him because he has read the emails that I sent and he got the message that I sent and he got the messages that the bartender sent, etc., etc. And I said, by any chance, did you get that email from me? He's like, I'm like, yeah, okay. He's like, when did you send it? Which address did you send it to? Blah, 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 because I got this, that, the other thing going on. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I get it. I got that going on too. And so I said, my name's Tobe. I got synth. Actually, I asked, do you guys ever do any live stuff? That was the opening gambit. You know, I sort of nonchalantly gestured towards the DJ booth, for lack of a better term, and I said, do you guys ever do any live stuff? And the guy says, Corey says, no, but we'd like to. We'd really want to expand this and get some stuff going. And I'm like, oh my God, music to my ears. This guy's trying to do the exact same thing I'm trying to do, just in a slightly different spot. You know, about 30 meters north and east. Oh. So I said, beautiful. I have synth. I want to techno. Not only that, I head up a group of other synth nerds, and we do all kinds of different things. A lot of ambient, blah, blah, blah. You want to do some ambient in here? You want to do some live tencho in here? You want to get gnarly? And he's like, yes, blah, 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 blah. Enthusiasm and excitement. And he says, yeah, I want to get up to some really crazy shiz. And I said, I am all about getting deep into the shiz, my friend. Let's get gnarly. And I don't know, it was about this time he had to go back up. I don't remember. But it was during this conversation that the bartender brought me my cola-flavored beverage. And that's when I found out that this guy doesn't seem to drink either, or at least he doesn't drink that early, because he has... When the bartender asked him if he wanted something to drink, he said, yeah, what do you have that's non-alcoholic and delicious? And I was like, whoa, who are you, me? What a Tobe thing to say. I'm impressed already. So, yeah, we were hanging out. The place was kind of busy, and then... I don't know what happened, but what time was it? About 10:30? People started going elsewhere. You know, I think that... Anyway, regardless. It was packed enough that I sort of... At about 10:45, I started thinking about, okay, I should probably think about going home. But I thought, you know, I could come back up, you know. I'd come back up around 1:30. That might be interesting. Right? Yeah, maybe. But, I'm getting lost. Where do I need to go? All right, we'll just keep taking this trail. So, yeah, 10:45... There's enough people in the place that I'm like, how am I going to get to the door? But then all at once, about half the people left. And the only people left were the people on the other side in that little booth. And then the people listening to the music were still there. All the, you know, bar hoppers sort of passed through. And, you know, that'll start back up again about midnight. But, yeah, I went home. But I left a note with the guy, with Corey. I wrote, okay, I'll message you tomorrow. Because we did the whole phone thing because he's a phone guy. And I was like, yada, that's kind of... I'll figure something out. I'll hack something. I told him, okay, I'm kind of afraid to bring synthesizers into this place for fear of structural damage. And that sounds like a joke, right? That was not a joke. Why is there a lawnmower right here? There's just a lawnmower sitting right here. It's kind of messed up, but just the bag. I wonder if that engine's any good. That's a Briggs & Stratton. Wheels are broken. Maybe that's my engine for my cycle cart. Kind of want to build one. But anyway, I told Corey that I'd email him tomorrow, meaning today. Oh yeah, and I said, I'm scared. Okay. Let me explain to you this subwoofer. The sub in this bar is massive. It's huge. It's a meter and a half by a meter and a half by half a meter. It's, I don't know what's in it. Four of something. 418s maybe. And this thing is tuned. And it's got active electronics into it. And it goes down to 11. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, I've heard the expression that the amps go up to 11. What do you mean that it goes down to 11? It goes down to 11 hertz. This damn thing can reproduce frequencies, audio frequencies, that you can't hear. And when the guy was explaining to it, not Corey, the other DJ guy, he turns up the bass boost on his little controller thingy. And I was like, I had my hand on it. And I was like, damn. It was something expensive. And it actually goes down to 10 hertz, they told me. Not 11. Ooh. Well, I mean, obviously it's got to go down to 11 to get to 10, but you know what I mean. Okay, and these guys are just playing, you know, groovy. What the hell kind of music was that last night? I don't even know. But I gotta cut the path here again. I kind of screwed this up. I forgot where I was going. Tobe, do you know where you're going? No. I'm just in the forest. You don't have to be going anywhere if you're in the forest. You can just be in the forest. So, what's going to happen when we take a synthesizer in there? And I'm thinking, you know, maybe something like the Moog Subharmonicon. A synthesizer that's made for subharmonics. What's going to happen when we bring that thing in there? Like I said, I'm very frightened. These are very old buildings, very creaky. And it's all stickered up. So next time I go up there, maybe tonight, I'm going to take a bunch of SDF stickers and represent. It was frightening. But yeah, I got to get a hold of this guy today. Talk about what it is that we actually want to do. Maybe get a date booked or something, even though I don't have any ideas. What the hell? That's the one thing that always motivates me. Just book a date and make up a show for it. I've done that before a few times. Okay, I'm kind of stretchy. I'm kind of sore. I'm going to move down into this zone and see what's going on. Oh, but yeah. Kind of exciting. At least I'm excited. Can I get anybody else excited? I don't know. I got an email from Lad. I tried to hype it up to Lad yesterday. Big long email. I get a 3-word response. Awesome. Hear anything? And then I wrote him back, yeah, I went up there last night. No. And so that was fun. Yeah, no, but this place is so wild. It's not a place for concerts so much as a place for background music. You're not going to get people going into there wanting to focus on listening to the music. Not really that kind of place. Which is fine. Absolutely fine. What was that back there? Oh. But it's cool, and I... This is hard to explain. I don't even know how to rationalize this to myself, but basically, I kind of want to get involved with these guys just because. And although these guys aren't completely techno, they're the only people doing techno that I've run into so far. You know, I've got all these synth people at my disposal. None of them do any techno. Well, that's kind of understandable because none of them are actually musicians. You know, the only musicians in this group really, oh, there's Sam, I guess. It's me and Lad and Sam and pretty much Aaron, kind of Aaron. I mean, he's got a band, right? And Derek, if we count Derek in the group these days, I don't know if we really do. He hasn't busted out a synth yet or anything. But yeah, I mean, everybody else, yeah, these are just the basement bombers. These are the hobbyists. These are the people who, you know, had fun with Fruity Loops and they thought, maybe I'll buy a real synthesizer. Oh, a couple years later, so they did, and hooray. But these aren't... What? I don't... I question some of this stuff. It's like, what? Anyway. I can finally bust out some heavy thump. Oh, looking forward to dealing with all of this. I'm looking forward to getting some real skull-crushing stuff going. You know, the ambient is nice and fun, but that's not always me, you know? Is that always anybody? Is anybody ever... You know, depends on what mood I'm in. I'm gonna listen to all kinds of cool stuff. And I just don't have an outlet for doing anything tencho. So I can use this opportunity to become very tencho-y. And I can make tracks and I can hand them to these DJ guys and go, okay, do what thou wilt. Etc. And blah. I don't know. You know me. All I want to do is do a cool show. And that's why you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm a disco dancer, baby. But I've got no place to go. I'm a disco boy.